Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It is day 30 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and I don't have a story tonight. It's Farm Box Day. I got my second delivery. No purple carrots this time, but really cute-looking red potatoes. I don't know what it is about it, but when they're in the bottom of a cardboard box instead of in a grocery store bin, they just look cute. Vegetables can be cute. Also, chard. I'm never sure how to pronounce it. I've never cooked it before. I know it kind of ranks in between spinach and kale on the leafy greens that are better cooked scale, but I've never actually made it, so I'm actually looking forward to experimenting with it. The rest of the box was pretty standard stuff. Bananas, oranges, pears, green onions, which I love and never remember to buy. Or I buy them and then I put them in the drawer and forget what I was going to use them for, and then 3 weeks later they're there and they're disgusting. This is a frequent problem. I am not a good planner when it comes to things like planning meals. I tend to forget to eat until it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon because I've been in the middle of writing. And then I have a raging headache and I'm bitchy and it's not fun for anybody, me or the people around me. I don't typically do these slice of life audio diary posts because I live so much of my life internally because of what I do that I don't feel that there's a lot interesting to share. It was Gardener Day, which meant I got to watch my dog trying to eat the door frame because he really, really objects to the existence of leaf blowers. I don't blame him. I don't like leaf blowers either, but I've never tried to eat the door frame to make them go away. So Farm Box, Lawn Guy Day. Yesterday we had someone come and look at the house to see if we could do one of the like we buy ugly houses things because my house makes me sad. I do not mean that I'm clinically depressed. I've never actually been diagnosed with any clinical mental health issue. However, when you have hyperthyroid, it can mimic all of them, sometimes more than one at a time. And right now my house makes me sad. Part of it is that over the last 10 years, I have damaged my knees very badly from doing stupid things like falling on ice or being sideswiped by my dogs on the stairs. One of them is 80 pounds and one of them is 120. So if they hit me in the knee, I'm 5 feet tall. So if they hit me in the knee, I'm going down. I have strained both of my LCLs and both of my ACLs in the last 5 years. And because I'm hyperthyroid, it's turned into arthritis. Because when your thyroid doesn't work, you are more prone to every other autoimmune disease on the planet. I am very lucky. I was recently tested and I do not have lupus and I do not have RA. So I'm actually getting off pretty lucky, but it's still a struggle. I don't like to talk about it because I feel like if I talk about it at all, I'm complaining. And I'm really not. It's a challenge that I'm learning to work with. I thrive on challenge. But there are some things that you shouldn't have to deal with. And like I said, my house is making me sad. When we bought this house, it'll be 13 years in October, we were still young enough that we were trying to have a family. I've never been one of those women who defines herself by whether or not she's a parent. I have parented other people's children temporarily. I have 4 dogs that think of me as mom. It's not quite the same. The first year we were here, I had a miscarriage. Then 4 years later, I had another miscarriage in the same year that my nephew died. So now I have this house that is far too big for 2 people, with steep stairs that hurt my knees and empty rooms that I don't have a purpose for. I mean, yes, we've talked about turning one of them into a game room, but the reality is I don't think either of us will actually spend all that much time in it because we have this whole rest of the house. And half the time all we do is sit in the living room together or we're in separate spaces because we each have an office. We have to because if I'm recording and he's on the phone, we can't be in the same space. And again, I don't like talking about this stuff because it always feels like I'm complaining, but I'm not. I'm just saying this is where I am. And this is why I don't do audio diaries. This is why I haven't blogged in like 4 years because I don't feel I have anything positive or constructive to say, except Farm Box delivery is awesome. I had something else I was going to add and I don't remember what it was. Oh yeah. So we had these people come to look at the house. We had a local guy first and then we're having the actual We Buy Ugly Houses come next week. And the reason that we're going through this is because I know that there are several repairs that we have to make and I don't have the money to make them. I really want a smaller house. I really want a house that's all one floor. we don't need 5 bedrooms for 2 people, even with both of us to have offices. We need 3. We can each have an office with a fold-out couch in it. We don't get company that stays for a month at a time. Honestly, when my parents come for this visit that they're coming on in October, where they're staying in a hotel, because even though my parents have dogs of their own, my mother is highly asthmatic, and it takes her 2 weeks to get used to new dogs. So it's easier for them to be in a place where they can retreat and not be around the chaos of 4 dogs who are big and strange and loud. It will make it an easier visit for all of us. But the reality is that my stepfather is in his 80s and has a pacemaker. And every time I see him, he's a little bit frailer. And it's shocking to me because I don't see him very often. I think it's less obvious to my mother because she sees him every day. So changes are gradual. But every time I see him, I feel like there's less of him. And I don't like that feeling. And my mother has basically said, unless we visit them, this is probably the last trip they're making to the States. They retired to Mexico, I think 18 years ago. It was right around the millennium, but I don't remember if it was before or after. Things get jumbled. I'm pretty sure it was in 2000 because I think she had already moved when it was my 30th birthday. So now I'm 47 and I'm too old to have children. And even if I wasn't too old to have children, because Audra McDonald is only a month older than I am and she just had a kid, I drop her name only because we went to school together and I know how old she is. But she also lives a lifestyle where she probably has a lot of people helping her and probably isn't dealing with, 8 million autoimmune conditions. But the point is, I'm too old and my house is making me sad and I'm trying to figure out how to fix it. There are things I really like about my neighborhood. I like that we're a block away from the park. I like that I'm only 0.87 miles from the nearest Starbucks. Even though Starbucks is not my favorite coffee, it's convenient and consistent. And now we have a Panera and an R Taco, which used to be Rusty's Taco, right next door. So I like that we are in this band of Texas because we're just south of I-20 and right near a couple of lakes, where most of the tornadoes pass us, where most of the big weather passes us. We might get an inch of snow every once in a while. And it's not that we haven't had windstorms, but earlier this spring when tornadoes were literally a mile away from my house, we didn't even lose power. And leaving this neighborhood is going to be difficult because it's also where my friends are. It's really the only neighborhood I know well in Dallas or Fort Worth. So we're looking all over the Metroplex. We talked about Baltimore because it's an hour away from where Christopher's job is headquartered, but it's a big move. And we talked about the Pacific Northwest, which is where I really want to live. In fact, there's a house that I was just looking at on Realtor.com that's only $110,000. It's literally on the sound. Like, your front yard is the beach. There's a bulkhead, a cement bulkhead, and then there's the beach. Puget Sound doesn't flood. Winters there aren't horrible. I mean, they're colder than Texas winters, but they're not like South Dakota winter where it snows once and the snow stays for 6 months and just gets redistributed. I'm not editing this, by the way. You get to hear me raw. Aren't you lucky? So this is my post for the 30th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And tomorrow I'm going to write something. Probably tonight I'm going to write something because I have some things noodling around in my head. But I haven't had time to sit down and focus on the computer. I wrote a book review today. I edited a friend's piece today. I feel like in this last year, I've been spending more time editing other people's stuff than writing my own, which is why I'm applying to writer's residencies for next summer for 2 reasons. 1, I want to spend July somewhere not Texas. And 2, I really want that coddling experience. So I've applied to like the Millay Institute and I've applied to this one in a couple of them in the Pacific Northwest, where basically you show up, you pay for travel, you pay an application fee, and if they accept you, you spend a month doing nothing but writing. They have an open kitchen for breakfast, and then they deliver lunch to your cabin, and then everybody who's there's usually like 6 or 8 people meet for breakfast, dinner, and you get to talk to other people. But the rest of the time, you're free to write. They give you a cabin with a shower and a bed and time. And that sounds really appealing right now. So this is my post. And I'm really excited because this is, I think, the first year that I've actually finished everything on the day for Dog Days of Podcasting. And I want to thank everybody for listening and have a great night.
Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at @melysse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melysse, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.